The finance world is really going through some exciting changes right now, especially with how traditional finance is meeting the world of cryptocurrency.
Absolutely. Major players in various sectors are jumping on board with on-chain assets like stablecoins and blockchain tech, and it's poised to reshape financial systems as we know them.
It's fascinating to see how this shift is unfolding. For instance, Tether, the issuer of USDT, just made a big move with a significant capital raise.
Tether's move not only cements its position in the crypto market, but also shows how digital currencies are gaining more acceptance in mainstream finance.
And let's not forget the SEC's recent focus on on-chain stocks, signaling a growing interest in using blockchain for enhanced transparency and security in stock trading.
Moving stocks on-chain could really revolutionize trading by making it more efficient and secure, potentially cutting down on fraud and improving compliance.
JP Morgan's expansion of its Kinexys platform is another prime example of how blockchain tech is being embraced for more secure and efficient financial transactions.
JP Morgan's integration of on-chain assets positions them as a front runner in the digital finance revolution, showing their commitment to leveraging blockchain technology.
It's also interesting to see biotech companies venturing into the crypto space by investing in decentralized physical infrastructure networks. This diversification of investment portfolios shows the potential for blockchain to bridge healthcare and finance.
All these developments point to a significant shift in how traditional and digital finance are merging, creating a more interconnected and efficient financial landscape.
Companies like Tether, JP Morgan, and biotech firms are really leading the way in embracing this change, setting the stage for a future where finance is increasingly digital and full of innovative opportunities.
Indeed, the future of finance holds limitless possibilities for innovation as the lines between traditional and digital finance continue to blur.